Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former President Bill Clinton is in town today to celebrate the 25th anniversary of City Year. The Youth Services Organization was founded here in Boston and has now branched out to more than 24 cities across the U.S., as well as cities in England and South Africa. To tell City Year's story, WBUR's Dolores Handy recently met up with some City Year volunteers at a school in Roxbury.
G-O-O-D-M-O-R-A-I-N-G, good morning!
The interaction of City Year members in their trademark red jackets and khakis with students at the Higgins and Lewis School is the first thing you notice at the start of the school day. Every morning, rain or shine, City Year members line the walkway to the entrance and greet students in kindergarten through grade 8 as they arrive. They're welcoming, says Lena Galloway Reddick.
It starts the day off. When they walk through that playground and they see those students, they just get excited about coming to school. They have this energy that they create when they walk into the building.
Reddick is director of partnership and community at the school. She says City Year members continue to bring that energy, that sense of excitement and love of learning throughout the school day.
The school is alive now as a result. This is a 103-year-old building. It can be dark, dank, but I don't know. The red jackets walking around, it seems alive. Students are outside in the hallway. You see them sitting on the floor, Indian style with students, just engaging students. And kids are smiling and happy to be in a group to sit down with special help.
21, so what are the different ways that you can arrange 21?
City Year is a relatively new partner at the Higgins and Lewis, where more than a third of its students are Hispanic. Some are first-generation Americans whose parents are from as far away as West Africa. School principal Joyce Salesman Oliver says she had tried for 4 years to get City Year into her school. It finally happened last school year.
What they bring to your school is just such a pure focus on academics, behavior. Just the thought of having young people here modeling and representing for our children what they can aspire to be is the biggest reason why I wanted to have City Year here at the school.
She says City Year's help in the classroom and with one-on-one tutoring has boosted student performance. MCAS scores are up, increasing faster than the district rate.
Just having that second person in the classroom so that those children who need that attention right away and the teacher can't get to them, having that person there who knows them and who can help them answer that question or just be there for them in that moment has made all the difference to our school.
All great change comes from citizens.
That's City Year co-founder Alan Casey. The seed of idealism for the organization germinated during his undergrad days at Harvard with co-founder Michael Brown.
Part of it was Alan and I being college roommates together and being tremendously idealistic about how we could help change the world and having this conversation in our dorm room.
Brown, who was CEO of City Year, says the conversation settled on a national service organization for young people.
We just became enamored that this idea could really help move the country forward and say yes to the idealism of young people that we ourselves felt. And if the country could just tap that energy of young people, that so many great things would happen.
They got early support from Mitt Romney and Bain Capital. Alan Casey says there was also a high-profile endorsement by Bill Clinton, even before Clinton was sworn in as president of the United States.
Clinton gets elected. He starts jogging in the City Year sweatshirt. Our phone starts ringing off the hook,
including a call saying that Clinton wanted to use City Year as a model for his national service program, AmeriCorps. Michael Brown says City Year started with a core of just 50 young people in Boston.
Originally, we were doing what I would call sort of general service work. Whatever a nonprofit wanted us to do, we would send these idealistic young people in.
Spencer Blasdale was in that first group some 25 years ago. He worked on a community service project, clearing the way for a tot lot in Roxbury. Up until then, the Mattapoisett native had been studying at Princeton.
When I came to City Year, you know, I had been around a lot of very smart people who were looking to learn and grow and enter a career, etc.
What was missing, he says, was a sense of purpose.
You know, you're actually going to be here to help, and here's a clear way to do it. And then you're surrounded by people who are there with a similar shared purpose. And City Year works hard to create that kind of team environment.
About a decade ago, City Year made a pivot to focus entirely on education, says co-founder Michael Brown.
We asked one big question, which is how we could have even more impact. And we realized that if we focused the work of these young adults in high poverty schools, and if they were there at 7 in the morning greeting students, staying all day to serve as tutors, mentors, and role models throughout the entire week and the school year, that that could be an incredible resource for these schools and these children.
Brown says City Year works in the highest need schools here in Boston and in 25 cities across the country. It's also in South Africa and the United Kingdom. There are currently plans to grow City Year dramatically with the goal of reaching nearly a million students every day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.